Praise the living God. So we'll continue with, tell your neighbor, be empowered. Today I want us to look at a very necessary topic. You know, the Bible tells us that, the Bible teaches us that we must live a life of fear of God. If we will be blessed by Him, if we have a fruitful walk with the Lord, we must also learn to fear Him. You know, it is not just to love Him. There must be love and there must also be fear of God. Are we together? Fearing God means reverencing Him, honoring Him, respecting Him, not taking Him for granted. It's not the bad fear of man. The Bible said that fear has what? Torment. It says perfect love casts out fear because fear has torment. But there's what the Bible refers to as godly fear. Let's see something in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28. The topic of my exhortation this evening is God can change His mind. God can change His mind. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with what? Reverence and what? So there's godly fear. I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Yes. Love is the foundation of our relationship with Christ. But there must also be godly fear. Every child loves his father, loves his mother. But the child must also accord his parents some form of fear. If the child cannot accord his parents some fear, the parents will not be able to correct the child. Are we together? How can you love your child so much that you can't discipline your child or correct him? The child will turn out to be something bad. The Bible says that foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But what? The rod of correction will drive it away. So in that love relationship that a father, that a parent has with their children, there must also be fear. The parent must also be able to put fear so that the child will not take the parents for granted. If your child knows you are anything goes dad, no fear, no form of reverence or respect, the child will misbehave and knows you can do nothing. Just like what we see in the Western world today, children don't fear their parents anymore. And if you read the history of countries like this Western world, it was not always so. It wasn't always so. All this began in the last century, 19 something. It wasn't always so. You hear what Abraham talking about his own part of America where he was living, that if a girl should go out and come back late, that the mother will so deal with her, she will not be able to go out for 6 months. America. Say the mother will beat the hell out of her, she will not be able to go out for 6 months. But today, question your child for going out in the Western world and government to come and take them away from you. There must be fear in our relationship with God. Why am I saying this? For our own good, let us have the fear of God. To be fruitful this year, let us also ensure that we fear God. See 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 17 is a command. It says, honor all men. 1 Peter 2, 17. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. What does it say about God? This is an apostle of grace, oh. Apostle of the New Testament. Eh? Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. What does it say about God? Please tell your neighbor, fear God. The fear of God is necessary. The truth is, when you truly know who God is, you must fear Him. Because if you know that God is a consuming fire, you will tread carefully. Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of men, we persuade, the terror of God, we persuade men. Brethren, we need to fear God. I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Also, in Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, Malachi chapter 1, verse 6, God said, if I am a father, where is my honor? If I am a master, He said, a son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my master Jesus? Master, where is the fear of Jesus? Because not fearing Him means you are taking Him for granted. Fearing him is you are not taking him for granted. Fearing him is you reverence him. You know that there is the goodness and the severity of God. Fearing him knows that you know that this God is good, but he's also a consuming fire. Fearing him knows that he does not take what he doesn't like. He doesn't take it for granted. Fearing him means not taking God for granted. Many of us are taking him for granted, but we need to fear him for our good. Why should you fear him? Because if you take God for granted, God can change his mind concerning you. Brethren, God can change his mind. Gabriel, my son, this year you become a billionaire in dollars. You will have, in fact, you will buy the whole of Banana Island. Okay, daddy says another thing. And you will marry. That's what? That is God's mind concerning. I didn't say Pastor Gabriel or Jackal. I said Gabriel. There's Angel Gabriel in the Bible. Is that not right? That's God's mind concerning Gabriel. I did not say Pastor Gabriel. But do you know that God can change his mind concerning Gabriel's son? It is biblical. But the Bible says the gift and callings of God are without repentance. Yes, but God can, listen to me, God can break his promise. God can break his promise. Promise keeper. He never change. Whatever you say, he can change his mind though. Let's see it in the Bible. See Jeremiah chapter 18 from verse 1. This is coming for this evening so that some of us will tread carefully this year so that we will be fruitful. Don't take God for granted. Please follow the Bible story very well. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. The potter was molding something. And that vessel that he made of clay, it spoiled in the hand of the potter. So when the vessel spoiled, what did he do? He made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter. I want to make you a beautiful vase, but you spoiled. Okay, let me make you another kind of ugly thing. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, brethren, pay close attention. O house of Israel, can I not do with you as the potter? Said the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it? If that nation against whom I have pronounced, if they turn from their evil, what will I do? I will do what? I will change my mind from the evil that I thought to do unto them. Verse 9. And at the same time, anytime I speak concerning a nation, a kingdom, or a person, to build it, to plant it, to bless it. Verse 10. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, what will I do? I will repent of the good wherewith I said I will benefit them. Can you see it? I will change my mind. I will break my promise to do them good. If God has pronounced his blessing concerning that his son, Gabriel, and then that Gabriel in question should start dishonoring God or taking him for granted, it will shock you that the prophecy will not come to pass. I told us the other day a story of a brother. I've not seen him in the hall this evening. Pastor Gabriel, you know who I'm talking of. I said a prophet, it was Prophet Timothy that picked him that year, 2019 or 2018. Serious discernment. Gave prophecy about the France that he was going to travel to, where God will bless him, establish him. A young brother. He was part of the youth fellowship. Always in church. After the prophecy, the brother changed his character towards God. And God changed his mind concerning him. Today, he's still struggling in Nigeria. He did keke, it did not work. He did this, so it did not work. So, it is quick for us to say, but the prophet picked him out. No! It was a confirmed, genuine prophecy. But when the brother changed his character towards God, God changed his mind concerning him. Forever, oh Lord, thy word is settled. God can change his promise. Oh. Because there is always a premise, a reason upon which God pronounces a blessing concerning you. It might be as a result of your faith. It might be as a result of your plea for mercy. It might be as a result of your prayer. It might be as a result of your actions. If you change that God saw before he decided to bless you, God can change his mind. That is why those that he gives eternal life, when it comes to the issue of eternal life, he added foreknowledge. He made sure that this person I'm giving this eternal life is not somebody that will turn back tomorrow. Are you getting it? That is why the Bible says his gift and his calling are without repentance. But that God promised you a blessing. If you start misbehaving, he can change his mind. Are we together? Yes. So we must tread carefully in our walk with this God. Praise the living God. We mustn't take God for granted. We must not take God for granted. Our actions can frustrate God's desire, God's intention towards us. Don't forget the story of the children of Israel. God, by his mighty hand, brought them out of Egypt. They spent 1 year from Egypt to Kadesh Barnea. At Kadesh Barnea, God said, oh yeah, it's time for you to enter the promised land. Send spies. Then the spies came and brought an evil report, and the people started murmuring, complaining. In fact, they rebelled against God and told God, come, let us make another captain to take us back to Egypt. What did God do? They were supposed to enter the promised land. God changed his mind concerning them at that instant. Say, you people, none of you will enter the promised land. And you will spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness until all of you die. It is your children that will not enter that promised land. See it in the Bible. Numbers chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14 from verse 28. Then we are never supposed to stay 40 years extra in the wilderness. It was not God's plan. Listen to it. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as ye have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, all that were numbered of you, according to your own number, from 20 years old and upward, which have what? Which have murmured against me. Note that word, murmur. We'll come back to it. Doubtless, ye shall not come into the land concerning which I swear to make you dwell in. He even swore. Hey, the Bible said two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie. He swore. He said, there is none greater. So God swore by himself. I swore to make you dwell in that land, but none of you will enter there except Caleb and Joshua. Next verse. But your little ones, which you said should be a prey, them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which ye have despised. But as for you, your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness. And your children shall wander in the wilderness 40 years and bear your whoredoms until your carcasses be wasted in the wilderness. After the number of the days in which ye search the land, even 40 days, each day for a year, shall ye bear your iniquities, even 40 years. And ye shall know what? No, please go back to that verse. The congregation did not get it. And ye shall know what? Please, say after me, my breach of promise. Can God change his mind? Have you seen it? God can, if you are worshiping God, promise keeper, also put promise breaker. It's an attribute of God. You will know my breach of promise. I promised you this, but because you did this, I'm changing my mind. Pastor has taught us that natural things teach us spiritual things. Parents here, this is how you relate with your children. That's how parents relate with their children. Junior, yes, mommy will take you to Mr. Biggs. If Junior should start misbehaving and become stubborn, instead of Mr. Biggs, what will Junior receive? Are we seeing it? My breach of promise. And this is the problem plaguing many Christians. That makes it look as if God doesn't answer prayers. He does. But in addition to your prayer, God is watching your character. Character towards God, character towards men. One day, Prophet Boboye was prophesying, and he gave a life story that a woman mocked somebody that was believing God for the fruit of the womb for 20 years. And the person came in tears and laid a curse that at the day I deliver, that is when the daughters in this family will start marrying. Can you see it? So, are you seeing how somebody has heaped up problems for themselves? Brethren, be careful, especially when you have identified God. If you are an unbeliever, you are not under the government of God. Anything that happens to you is your own business. But you that has seen this living God, the Lord God Almighty, and you are trying to walk with him, be careful how you walk with him and how you relate with people. God can breach his promise. He can change his mind. So it is not enough that prophecy was given to you by Prophet Joseph. I saw Prophet Joseph earlier. It's not enough that Sister Marachi called you out, discerned you, called your account number and phone number. Your character after that prophecy can determine whether it will be fulfilled or not. And it is not a false prophecy. So don't be quick to say, I don't understand the spirit that is speaking to them. No, check yourself. Which spirit is working with you? God can break his promise. He can change his mind. 40 years extra, and the people he promised the promised land ended up dying in the wilderness. In fact, their punishment would have been worse. God wanted to reject all the children of Israel. It was Moses that stood and interceded. What about Moses and Aaron? God gave Moses a commission. You will lead these people to the promised land. What happened at the end of Moses' journey? He saw, but he didn't enter. God even told him. So don't be quick to say, I know the God. I said, if you take God for granted, God will take you for granted. Remember the story of Eli. Another family, another person that God changed his mind towards. There's a scripture that just came to my mind in 2 Timothy. It says, if we are faithful, he will be faithful. If we deny him, he cannot deny himself. Okay, 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 11. How you relate with God is how God relates with you. And I'm so happy that prophecy came forth when we began this program. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also what? Live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. Now, see my emphasis now. If we deny him, what will he do? God is not a fool. God is not a fool. Oh, merciful God, merciful God. That merciful God is a consuming fire too. God gets sense past all of us. You know, once upon a time when we used to believe that foolish virgins would go to heaven. I've heard people in this church, you know what I'm saying, Pastor Gabriel, will say yes, they will choose to live anyhow. And I will pay with my blood. I will still go to heaven. So you see brethren in the church fornicating, living anyhow. Because they have a knowledge that foolish virgin, as far as you know the end time message, you are going to heaven. The only thing is if you miss the rapture, you will pay with your blood. I know who the Antichrist is now. I know this. So a brother will be so careless. Then one day, progressiveness of revelation came. There is no way foolish virgins entered when the door was shut. Then everybody started readjusting. You deny him, he will deny you. Let's learn how we walk with God. Mind how you relate with God and how you relate with people. Do you know there's some people that we intentionally stand against the progress of others? How do you expect God to bless you in return? The Bible says, rejoice with them that rejoice, mourn with them that mourn. That woman that mocked a barren woman, even before God will have mercy on her, she will first pay by suffering. She will first feel it first. Let's not be foolish in 2024. Let's be wise-hearted. Know the God you serve and serve him in reverence and godly fear. Praise the living God. Let's see the life of Eli. 1 Samuel chapter 2. In fact, that of Eli is another very shocking one. 1 Samuel 2 from verse 27. Don't forget that God promised Eli. Eli was a priest from the family of Aaron. And I think he's also from the family of Phinehas. An everlasting priesthood was given to them. See what the Bible says. There came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus says the Lord, did I plainly appear? He's asking a question. Did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when you were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? Yes. Did I choose your father out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to bear burnt incense, to wear an ephod before me? Yes. Did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Yes. Then why do you kick at my sacrifice and my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation? And you honor your sons above me to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offering of Israel, my people? Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, see now, thy word is settled in heaven. Is it not him that spoke? Daddy said, he that appoints has power to remove. Eh? I said indeed, it is true, it is not a slip of tongue, that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now I am saying, be it far from me. May this never be our portion in Jesus' name. Why? This is the principle. For them that honor me will I honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Then he went on and started pronouncing curses upon a family that he had blessed before. Can God change his mind? Yes. Are we seeing it? Brethren, let's be careful. You honor God, he honors you. Do you know that 42 children saw a prophet coming and started mocking him? And the prophet cursed them in the name of the Lord. What happened? Judgment, instant judgment. So don't say, I have prophecy hanging over my head, this and that, this and that. Inasmuch as a blessing has been pronounced upon you, tread carefully. Praise God. Nobody will die cockroach death this year in the name of Jesus. The same altar that says nobody will die cockroach death say, if you go and fornicate and bring your offering to the altar, the angel will reject it. The time has come for us to be afraid to come to Zion. Eh? The time has come for us to be afraid. The same angel that will enforce the pronouncement can also remove you from that pronouncement if you sin. A sister was telling me, she's a worker in this church, an old sister. She said, this issue of any impediment that they used to say at the altar, it was her own observation. She said, it's very powerful that she noticed that many people she knew that were living wrong before they married and came to the altar and were doing holy. She said, after that wedding, from her own observation, many of them are not enjoying peace in their marriage. His sister was saying it. My wife can confirm it. Let us be careful. The God we call upon is faithful. But you can deny yourself his faithfulness the way you act. Praise God. I've been in bride assembly for many years. This and that, this and that. Be very careful. Take a retreat and check. What could be the reason why my own life is not progressing? I'm a worker in bride assembly. Am I faithful and diligent in my work? Am I faithful in my tithe paying? One day I was in prayer group VG. A brother met me because of a prayer point we raised that anybody that, any aunt coming to take money from you. The brother said that was the revelation he had. That you pray with him. Before I opened my mouth, a thought just came to me. This brother doesn't pay his tithes. I asked him. He said, yes, not all the time. So he didn't need a prayer. He didn't need any prayer. He needed repentance. He needed a change of character. You can't take God for granted and expect God to honor you. Even we as men, people that look down upon us and despise us, when we're in position to honor them, it is just this natural. It will take an extra work upon you not to pay the person back the way the person did. How much more God? It's not pride. You cannot be calling me, especially when you are within my age bracket. And I'm a pastor. Yanis, Olu, come, do this, do that one. You are talking to me without respect, even publicly, and expect me to give you honor back. If I'm doing it, it's because I want to show you how to be a Christian. As a man, how much more God? Many of us relate with God in a manner of disrespect. Let's be very careful this year. Eli and his household became beggars. Eli and his family missed an everlasting blessing that God had decreed before because of their behavior. Mind how you tread. Praise God. Your character towards God can either procure blessings or judgment. To make things worse, do you know some people behave? Some people insult genuinely called vessels of God. Some people do it. You can't behave somebody that God's hand is upon. He said, if you give this one a cup of cold water, you have a reward. If you also give him a dirty slap, you have your own reward too. Brethren, we should watch ourselves. Our God is too faithful. Many a times, the hand we play to God is the hand he plays back to us. He says, with the merciful, you will show yourself merciful. With the pure, you show yourself pure. But with the froward, he will also show himself froward. See another story in Matthew chapter 18 from verse 21. This one should even pierce everybody's heart. Because many of us have taken God grace. God is good. God is good. He's also a just God. He says justice and judgment are the habitation of his throne. Before his throne, the angels are not crying love, love, love. They are crying holy, holy, holy. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times. Jesus said unto him, I say not unto you till 7 times, but 70 times 7. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven. So it is a parable concerning Christians, the church. Likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 5,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and his children and all that he had, and payment to be made. 10,000 talents is like $10 billion. Let's put it that way. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, knowing even if you sell all his family, he can't pay, and loosed him and forgave him the debts. Verse 28 now. But the same servant, somebody please say the same servant. That's a brother and a sister in the church. Went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 10,000 naira. $10 billion, 10,000 naira. And laid hands on him and took him by the throat. Pay me that thou owest. Smack down. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me. The same thing you did to your master, another person is doing to you. And not that you are higher than that person. The Bible says, fellow servant. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servant saw what was done, they were very sorry. They came and told unto their Lord all that was done. I thought, where are they? They are underneath the cross, blood on the cross of Calvary. In the sea of God's forgetfulness. God can bring us something from his sea of forgetfulness. Let's read that story. Let's read it. Then his Lord, the same Lord that forgave him and said, go. That means even when God says go, you can still put yourself in bondage. After that, he called him and said unto him, you wicked servant. He did not say, I will forgive you. I forgave thee. It has happened. My sins are gone. He paid the debt I did not owe. I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. Should you not also have had compassion on thy fellow brother and sister as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors. Still, he should do what? God is the final judge. Yes, old God bound by his word. But God is higher than his word. Permit me to use that language. Praise the living God. So you see that even the way we relate with ourselves can cause God to change his mind concerning us. Anybody that wants God, that wants to live a fruitful life powered by God, you must tread carefully how you walk with him and how you relate with others. Pastor has taught us that every human being has an angel that appears before God, whether the person is a child of God or not. Praise the living God. So many of us are being tormented, not because our prayers are not being answered, but because God changes his mind concerning us. It is like an angel bringing a package to somebody. And the angel must meet you in a white garment of purity. But when the angel comes, you are cloaked in black. Then he shakes his head and turns back. Why is it that many of us have received prophecies, we have seen dreams, we have seen visions? Where is the manifestation? I'm not saying that's the case with everybody. The truth is, this is what is wrong with many of us. Christians, mind how you talk. How you talk about people. Mind what you say about others. Stop presuming. Stop mocking. Stop slandering and libeling people. It can cause God to change his mind concerning you. Be merciful towards others. Pastor has told you whatever you desire, somebody has something you don't have, rejoice with the person. Those things are transferable. Genuine blessings from God are contagious. That is why he put a principle, rejoice with them that rejoice. The same angel is seeing you rejoice with that person. The same angel will visit you at the appointed time. But you see, Christians will go to their back. In Pidgin, they say, Yimu. Show me, let them see what I'm doing. Some of us have tied ourselves in stagnancy because of what we say and do about other people. God can change his mind, brethren. So don't be weary in serving God. It's not by going to the mountain and staying 21 days, 30 days before our God hears us. Pastor says that thing and I've confirmed it. Concerning anything physical, natural, I've never taken a fast. If I ever take a fast, it's concerning my spiritual life and ministry. That I want to fast before I get married. I want to fast before this. No. But why is Christianity so... why is it wearying many of us? Watch it. It might be because you are not fearing God as you should. Then he's changing his mind concerning you. Time will fail me to talk about Saul. You know that Saul was called to be a king. He did not appoint himself. We would have been talking of the house of Saul as we are talking of the house of David today. But God changed his mind concerning him. In 1 Samuel 13, he first gave the judgment. Many years later, we thought that Saul would have learned. Then you come to chapter 15, you saw what he did again. And what did Samuel say? 1 Samuel 15 from verse 17. 1 Samuel 15 from verse 17. And Samuel said, when thou was little, when you were little, those days, every time you were a Christian, you come to church to clean. In your eyes, what did God do? God anointed you king over Israel. But as soon as you are established, the Lord sends you on a journey. You are now rebelling against him. He will change his mind concerning you. So if God lifts you up and you want him to continue lifting you up, keep going down. God lifts you up and your shoulders are up already. You are telling him to bring you down. Let's read that story so that somebody will learn. Next verse, 1 Samuel 15. Please show it. Let's continue the story. And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight them until they are consumed. Wherefore did you not obey the voice of the Lord, but you flew upon the spoil and did evil? You did evil in the sight of the Lord. And Saul said unto Samuel, yeah, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord. I've gone the way the Lord sent me. Can you see the nonchalant attitude? I've brought again Agag, the king of Amalek, and I've destroyed all the Amalekites. But the people took of the, you know, it doesn't matter. They took of the spoil, the sheep and the oxen, the chief of the things. God requires total obedience, not little, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. Next verse. And Samuel said, as the Lord has great delight in both offering and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Idolatry is the number one sin that God detests. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, what did God do? Garbage in, garbage out. You have rejected the word of the Lord. He also has rejected you from being king. Are we together? Can you see? Breach of promise. Okay, up to verse 29. Let's read on. I think there's still something to say there. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and the words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. Now, therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin and turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with you. You have rejected the Lord. The Lord also has rejected you from being king over Israel. And as Samuel turned about to go away, he laid upon the skirt of his mantle and it rent. And Samuel said unto him, the Lord hath rent the kingdom of Israel from thee. When? This day. It was never God's intention for Saul not to be king. I hope you are getting it. It was when Saul fell that God looked for a man after his heart. God did not design Saul to fall. It was not God that orchestrated for Saul to sin against him. He gave him a time to prove himself. And all of us have that time before God. How you relate with God is how we relate with you. That prophecy was given us when we started the program. Praise the living God. Amen. So brethren, the principle is simple. It is what we saw in 1 Samuel 2. That's the principle. 1 Samuel 2 verse 30. So that we don't prolong this. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel, I said indeed that the house and the house of the Father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. My emphasis is this next statement. For them that honor me will I honor. And they that despise me shall be what? Shall be lightly esteemed. That's the principle. So if we want to be fruitful henceforth, let this guide us. Let us not take God for granted. Do you know in offerings and tithes, sir, many people take God for granted? Many people do. Then you are asking the God. Daddy gave an example yesterday. You look for the bad notes, the squeezed one. When it comes to God, you are stingy. But you are quick to say, Father, do this for me. We don't live by contract, but our actions reflect what is in our heart. That is why it is easier for an unbeliever to come to the Christian God and be blessed by him and go back to the world. Because when they come meaning business. But the children of the kingdom, the Bible said, the children of darkness are wiser in their generation than the children of the kingdom. We take God for granted. That is, this afternoon, a brother just paid another $1.5 million to maintain our generator. The same brother that has been doing it. Can such a brother ever go down? He did it the first time. We thought this is a sacrifice. He did it the second time. This is the third time he's doing it. When I was just marveled, I'm like, what kind of thing is this one? He's not a businessman, sir. He said, them that honor me, will I honor? It's a fact. Many of us don't even have the time to prove the God that we call upon. It pains me so much that many people come to Bride Assembly Church and they have not confirmed that God is with us. Bride Assembly Church is how will I put it? It is a lifeline. You wear your life, don't spoil, finish. Just come and pour your entire heart to the God we call upon in this place, like Jabez did, and see what he can do for you. But you see, people, there'll be opportunity to be blessed. There'll be yimuin. Now, so they call for offering. Bright TV support, diesel support, building offering. They'll be yimuin. Before you admire the islander that somebody gave somebody, go and ask whether that person also was giving an offering to the Lord. Yes, we don't do anything as a contract. But if he is your father, where is his honor? And if you don't honor him, he can't honor you. Simple. Let our mindset change this year, brethren. Don't take God for granted. And do yourself a good when you come to church. Don't let your spiritual life be determined by those around you. Because there are many distractions in the house of God. Satan's address is the presence of God. Because you might be moved to do something and there'll be miserable comforters, discouragers that'll be speaking against that thing you want to do. I saw a picture this morning that marveled me. A sister, a worker in this church, a coordinator, went for a traditional wedding. Because the picture is on Facebook, I can comment on it. You saw all the painting and the earrings. So how has she acknowledged God in that ceremony? Then when problems arise and God doesn't intervene for us, we'll begin to wonder, is God answering my prayer? Paint that I saw, I was shocked. Big earring. Them that honor me shall be honored. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let that principle guide us. So let us wake up, brethren, so that this year shall be fruitful indeed for us. Somebody bow your heads and talk to the Lord. Help me to honor you as I should, O Lord. Help me to honor you as I should.
Yes, so...